the early 1800s marked a beginning of a significant change for Jewish life in Eastern Europe. The change took place in many, many spheres and on many levels. First change is simply a demographic change. The Jewish people exploded during the 19th century. It is estimated that in the at the time of the Napoleonic Wars at the beginning of the 1800s, there were about 2.25 million Jews in the world. By 1880, that had reached 7.5 million. And by 1900, it approached 9 million. The explosion of the Jewish population during the 19th century is one of the miracles, of the many miracles of the Jewish people. Because as we will see, the explosion took place under dire circumstances, not in a time of prosperity or any sort of easy life for the Jewish people. And yet, in spite of everything, almost in fulfillment of the biblical verse regarding the enslavement of the Jewish people in Egypt, as they were persecuted, so did they increase. And this great numerical increase in the Jewish people would have a naturally a profound effect on their non-Jewish neighbors and on the Jewish people themselves. Many reasons are given for it. One of the interesting things is that it is not so much that the Jewish rate of birth increased as much as the Jewish rate of death decreased, especially in the area of infant mortality. Infant mortality, which in Eastern Europe was so common that there was almost no family that did not experience the death of a child within its walls, decreased markedly amongst the Jewish people during this period of time. It's hard to know whether sanitation in the home improved or what improved, but more and more Jewish children grew to maturity. Jews also married younger. The average age of marriage in Eastern Europe was estimated to be between 14 and 16. And therefore, the young marriages helped increase the numbers of families and the numbers of children being born. That demographic explosion should be kept in mind, especially when we begin to talk about the large immigration of Jews to other parts of the world, because what happened was that even though vast amounts of Jews emigrated from Eastern Europe, the numbers of Jews in Eastern Europe continued to increase, so that the non-Jewish world saw emigration as being a non-answer to the Jewish problem. Second factor, the coming of the Industrial Revolution to Eastern Europe and the urbanization of its population. Throughout the 1400s, 1500s, 1600s, and even most of the 1700s, the Jews lived in small, isolated communities, villages, farms, rural areas, and agricultural-based people who lived among the peasants of Russia and Poland. The city of Warsaw had a very negligible Jewish population in the late 1700s.